Topic 1. It's Your Life. Bruce Lee once said, "I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations, and you're not in this world to live up to mine." It is your life. You own it. You run it. You create it. Many developers we talk to are frustrated. Their concerns are varied. Some feel they're stagnating in their job, others that technology has passed them by. Folks feel they're underappreciated or underpaid or that their teams are toxic. Maybe they want to move to Asia or Europe or work from home. And the answer we give is always the same. Why can't you change it? Software development must appear close to the top of any list of careers where you have control. Our skills are in demand, our knowledge crosses geographic boundaries, we can work remotely, we're paid well. We really can do just about anything we want. But for some reason, developers seem to resist change. They hunker down and hope things will get better. They look on, passively, as their skills become dated and complain that their companies don't train them. They look at ads for exotic locations on the bus, then step off into the chilling rain and trudge into work. So here's the most important tip in the book. Tip 3. You have agency. Does your work environment suck? Is your job boring? Try to fix it, but don't try forever. As Martin Fowler says, you can change your organization or change your organization. If technology seems to be passing you by, make time, in your own time, to study new stuff that looks interesting. You're investing in yourself, so doing it while you're off the clock is only reasonable. Want to work remotely? Have you asked? If they say no, then find someone who says yes. This industry gives you a remarkable set of opportunities. Be proactive and take them.